You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's good, Wizards fans, and welcome to the Locked On Wizards podcast. This is your host, the real Ed Oliver. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit the notification bell, man. It is Wizards basketball eve. You got the Nets playing the Bucks on TNT right now. You got the Lakers playing the Warriors. Basketball is back. It's super lit. I am super, super hyped. I'm super excited. Just want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. And today is a celebration. Celebrate. It's lit. My man Gogo Gafford got paid 3 years, $40.2 million. So he's going to be making $13.5 million per year. But we'll look at the contract, talk about that. I'm super excited for Daniel Gafford. Very well deserved. As you guys know, I am a Daniel Gafford stan. I say that on every episode. We talk about Gaff. I can talk about Gaff for 20 minutes, man. That's how great of a player I think he is. The projection for him, I think he's going to be a great player in this league, man. I really think the sky is the limit for Daniel Gafford. I think the only thing that was holding him back was stamina and foul trouble. This man had a heck of a preseason, averaged 10.5 points per game, 5.6 boards. And he averaged 10.8 points in preseason, 8.5 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks per game. He saved the season last year. We were dead in the water. We were dead in the water before he got here. We went 17-6 with Daniel Gafford. Once he came to the Wizards, when Tommy Shepard finessed the Chicago Bulls, gave up Troy Brown Jr., and I can't remember who else we traded. I want to say it was a three-team trade. We ended up getting Chandler Hutchinson as well, the TikTok guy. He's gone now. Mo Wagner. We just finessed the heck out of the Chicago Bulls. When I saw his highlights, because I remember when we played him, we had Robin Lopez. He was the only center we had. Thomas Bryant was injured. Brought Alex Lynn. We were the least athletic team in the NBA at the big man spot. Robin Lopez can jump over a phone book. I was like, we got beat on by the Bulls. And Daniel Gafford was just jumping out of the gym. I was like, who is this guy? Who is this 16 guy that can just jump out of the gym and catch lobs? Next thing you know, we trade for him. He's on our roster. I was so happy that the Bulls did not utilize this man. Second round pick coming out of Arkansas. This man was a beast. I think the first game he played for us was against the Pistons. He had a dunk. Next thing you know, Alex Lynn had a dunk. His energy is contagious. His energy is contagious. The rim running. When he blocked Zion multiple times, Zion Williamson, who you can argue is the most athletic guy for his size and his height and that strength, Zion Williamson, how strong and athletic he is. For Daniel Gafford to block him twice at the rim, meeting him at the rim in that Pelicans game, Gafford is the reason why we won that Pelicans game, because he can actually protect the rim. We have not had a big that can jump out the gym and catch lobs and just rim run like that in forever. The Wizards just haven't had it. We just haven't had it. And Daniel Gafford's that guy. He's that guy, pal. He's that guy. Go Gafford. I love the pickup. I love it. He deserves to start, man. He earned the spot to start. And I love Thomas Bryant too. But Gafford's just that guy, man. He brings something to the table that a lot of guys can't. And that on this roster, that just don't have the rim protection, the rim running, the finishing around the rim. And I told you guys this stat where he's mentioned with Draymond Green. He's mentioned with Rudy Gobert, the top defenders in the league, Miles Turner. And the league is starting to recognize it too. He's on a lot of breakout player lists. He's on a lot of projected to be on an NBA defensive team, whether it's third team, second team, first team. He's getting a lot of projected votes for that as well. He's starting to take notice. 3 blocks in 37 seconds against the New York Knicks in a preseason game against their starters, because Tibbs played the starters the whole game. Against their starters, that was legit. That was legit. This man Gafford's the real deal. I'm telling you, he's the real deal. Draymond, this is a stat that I love. Which defenders held opponents to the lowest field goal percentage on shots within 6 feet from the rim? Per NBA stats, a minimum 200 shots faced. Draymond Green led the league in 45.2%. Rudy Gobert was second at 48%. Field goal percentage allowed. Miles Turner, 48%. He's always blocking shots. He's averaged 2 blocks per game in his career. Brooke Lopez, who's tall as crap, 49.3% allowed. Daniel Gafford, number five, at 49.6%. Daniel Gafford was number one on the team. He's the team leader in defensive box plus minus at plus 1.7. Gafford just changed his team. We were just a better defensive team when Gafford came here. Just being that lob threat, that rim runner. And you know what? You know why he got paid too? Is because in the next game, he hit that mid-range jumper, that mid-range jumper. That shows that you're working on your game. That shows that you learn something over the offseason. You added something to your bag. You're showing that you can get better. How old is Gafford? What, 23 years old? Daniel Gafford's 23 years old. So let's go over this contract. This man, he's 23 years young. 23 years old in 18 days. Been in the league for 2 years. This is going on year three. Number 38 overall pick in the draft out of Arkansas. Had a windmill dunk in Arkansas. Seeing this highlights, I love it. Love everything that I see from Daniel Gafford. The first year is going to be $12,407,000. So, and the thing is, he's still got this season. He's going to be under his original contract, which is $1,517,000. So his new contract, the new extension, is not going to kick in until the 2022. I'm sorry, it's not going to kick in until the 2023-2024 season. So we still have Gafford under the 2022 season this year, and then the 2023 season next year. He's still going to be on a $1 million contract. We're going to be paying this man under $2 million. This is a steal. Honestly, if Gafford might have waited, maybe he could have got a bigger deal. You look at the bigs across the league, and I looked this up too. You look at other guys who signed big-time contracts, Rashawn Holmes. Mitchell Robinson is about to sign a deal. Clint Capela signed a hefty deal. Those are the bigs that you compare him to, Dwight Powell, all those rim-running bigs, the bigs that just run the floor, Wendell Carter, Robert Williams from the Celtics just signed an extension as well. Jared Allen. You look at Jared Allen's contract. He's making 5 years. Jared Allen's going to make $100 million over 5 years. And Dale Gafford outplayed Jared Allen when we played the Cavs, when we beat the Cavs. He dunked on Jared Allen and outplayed him. That was a good matchup. Both guys had a double-double in that game. I think Dale Gafford is just as good as Jared Allen, if not better, in my opinion. Clint Capela, similar player. Clint Capela is going to make $90 million over 5 years, $18 million per year. So this is still with Dale Gafford. It seriously is. I love this deal right here. Wendell Carter, who used to play with Daniel Gafford with the Bulls, is going to make $50 million over 4 years. So Daniel Gafford per year is going to make $13 million, which is $1 million over Wendell Carter, which is funny. Wendell Carter was a first-round pick out of Duke, and now Daniel Gafford is going to make more money than him. Just shows the work that he put in. Robert Williams is going to get he got the contract extension for 4 years, $48 million. Daniel Gafford is going to make more money than him over time. Or per year. Rashawn Holmes got an extension for 4 years, $46 million. So that's just showing you how much the bigs are getting paid, the similar type bigs where they're rim running. They don't shoot threes. They just run to the rim, go catch a lob and block shots, impact the game that way. So that's just giving a perspective of the salary for Daniel Gafford. And I was yesterday with my guy Deolante, who's not here tonight, but he will be on tomorrow night, of course, recapping the first game of the season against the Raptors. You know, I was using Bertans contract as a measuring stick, the $16 million per year, but I'm not going to do that anymore. I do wish Gafford was getting paid more than Bertans, but it is what it is. I like Bertans too at times, but that's just a measuring stick right there. And we'll talk about Rui's contract, his extension that could possibly help him today too. But I'm so excited. I forgot to talk about what else I'm going to talk about this episode. Of course, we're going to preview the game tomorrow night against the Raptors. I can't wait for the first game. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a dogfight. Raptors have a good team. They got a good roster. They're going to be playing at home in Canada for the first time in a couple of years. You know, they were playing in, what was it, Jacksonville or Orlando last year. So they're going to have an advantage. I mean, we haven't won in Canada in a long time. We haven't beat the Raptors on the road since last year, but technically that was in Florida. So, you know, I'll take it, but it's not really counting to winning in Canada. Hopefully Drake is there so we can win and rub it in his face. You know, Drake has talked a lot of trash. But before we do get into, we're going to talk about what's the center position as a whole too, kind of what it means for Thomas Bryant. How's that going to affect him? Is he going to be a trade candidate this year? We'll see Montrezl Harrell as well. I just love the move. I really love the move. This episode is brought to you. Before we do get into that, and then we get into the Wizards Raptors preview, what I want to see from the team, keys to victory, or ice cold keys to the game, what I want to see the Wizards do tomorrow night against the Raptors, talk about that at the end and give a score prediction as well, bold prediction. I wish Deolante was here to do that because he has been on the money with the bold predictions. I hit one as well. And but before we do this episode, brought to you by Sweatblock. I'm talking so much, so hype. I'm starting to sweat a little bit, but I, you know, using Sweatblock, I don't have those sweaty pits and those sweaty stains. It's doctor created, doctor recommended. Works up for up to 7 days per use. Dry shirt guarantee. If Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. Featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by Firefighters, bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 reviews, manufactured in the USA. Wear what you want to wear, your little secret of confidence. This is a must-have for everyone's toiletry bag. Whether it's a big presentation or a hot day, everyone can benefit. Once again, Sweatblock was featured on the Rachel Ray Show. The promo code is locked on for 20% off on sweatblock.com. You can check out Sweatblock on Amazon, and you can get it at CVS. So this is telling, man. You look at Thomas Bryant, you know, you look at his contract. You know, he's in a contract year. Montrezl Harrell is in a contract year. You got a couple guys in a contract year, you know, Raul Neto as well. So there's some decisions to be made with payroll and the money coming up. So Thomas Bryant, he has a three-year, $25 million contract. His contract is up. So he has a prove-it year, and guys got to split minutes. You know, is Thomas Bryant, you know, I would see how it plays out with Thomas Bryant, see how it plays out because, you know, these guys are going to be fighting for minutes. Him, Montrezl Harrell, and Gafford. I think Gafford will start the whole season. And I did want to do some over-unders this episode too, you know, because we were supposed to finish it today. I had like five over-under questions. I'll just answer them myself. Some bold predictions and maybe some season awards before the season starts. So when we do come back to it in the middle of the season or we come back to it at the end of the season, we can react to what I said and what we predicted, and either we're going to laugh or we're going to be like, hey, Ed, you were correct. You was right about this. But yeah, it's just something to keep an eye on with Thomas Bryant. I like Thomas Bryant a lot, but defensively he is a liability. He doesn't really protect the rim much. He's a better shooter than Gafford. Gafford doesn't shoot outside the paint much. Doesn't really shoot much jumpers. You know, we'll see if he can add that to his game. But out of all three bigs, Thomas Bryant is the best three-point shooter by far. He can stretch the floor. Montrezl Harrell is he's another energy guy. I think he has good post moves. He can face up and get to the basket. He's just a blue-collar, hard-working guy. Like I always said, a junkyard dog mentality. Now, defensively, Montrezl Harrell is not good either. You see with the Lakers, you know, he wasn't really utilized well. And Montrezl Harrell said it himself. He said he dang near had a year off last year, he felt like, with the Lakers. But there are some liabilities. The Clippers, they barely played him in the playoffs as well in the bubble when they lost to the Nuggets. So for some reason in the fourth quarter when things get tight, Montrezl Harrell just doesn't play much. And Montrezl Harrell right now, he's kind of being pigeonholed into that Lou Williams-type role or that Jamal Crawford, even though he's a big, that six-man-of-the-year-type role where you come off the bench, you're a microwave scorer, and if you're not scoring – 9 times out of 10, you're going to sit on the bench, and you're not finishing the game. Sometimes the sixth man of the year is hot, and he's going to finish the game. And sometimes you're not really giving much on the defensive end, and Gafford is. And I'm excited to see Gafford play with Wes, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie. That pick and roll was nasty during the preseason. That pick and roll was nasty. Spencer Dinwiddie, who played with Jaren Allen, who played with DeAndre Jordan, who played with a lot of rim-running bigs, he's able to get those guys buckets and manufacture those guys buckets and spoon feed them and make it easy for them. And that's really going to help Daniel Gafford as well. I already project Daniel Gafford averaging a double-double. I project him averaging over 2 blocks per game. And if Daniel Gafford does that, he will get the recognition that he deserves. And we just got to win ball games. Just got as simple as that. We got to win ball games. And then he definitely gets some national recognition that he deserves. Bradley Beal as well said Daniel Gafford was a godsend in his press conferences over the summer. Or in training camp, and Daniel Gafford was, you know, talking about he was cringing because Bradley Beal said that. But no, it's right. I mean, if we don't make the playoffs last year, if it was not for Daniel Gafford, but it will be interesting to see what happens with Thomas Bryant. Thomas Bryant's going to be, you know, working for minutes. Montrezl Harrell's going to be working for minutes. All three of these guys, they got to work and get minutes. I don't think it's going to be like last year where you play Alex Lynn, you play Gaff, and you play Robert Lopez. These guys, they need more minutes. They need more minutes than just 15 minutes, in my opinion. I mean, Harrell can come in and just have 15 minutes because he's used to coming off the bench. But I think even him, he's going to really warrant 20 minutes per game, to be honest with you. Gaff should be averaging more than 20, 25 minutes. And Thomas Bryant really should be on a roster where he can average 20, 25 minutes. I think he's capable of doing that. Before he did get injured, he had that big game against the Nets where we beat the Brooklyn Nets with Kevin Durant playing. where he had 21 points and 14 boards. Thomas Bryant is a good finisher around the rim as well. So all three of these guys are high caliber players, in my opinion. Montrez was a sixth man of the year. He's no slouch. Like, we all know this. He was a top 100 player at one time. He was very upset he did not make the top 100 list this year. And Thomas Bryant can play, man. It was unfortunate he had the ACL injury. And it just shows that when you go down, it's unfortunate. You know, another guy comes in, he works his butt off. He's taking your spot, basically. He is the starter. He's the starting center. I don't think it's much of a debate. I think he's just the best defensive center on the team by far and just the best rim protector. So, Gafford, he deserves to start. He needs to start. All right. Let's get into a few over-unders here. And then we'll do a preview of – I've already previewed the season enough. As you guys know, I don't really need to do, like, a preview episode unless we bring a guest on or something. Bring a guest on. But you guys know I've done a preview so much already over the off-season. But let's just preview this game, and I want to do a couple more over unders before the season starts, and some award predictions, if you will, before the season starts, so we can go back to this video, so it doesn't seem like, oh, we're 10 games in and then I make a prediction. But before we do, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. My favorite cookie is cookies and cream. I like to put the Built Bars in either the freezer or in the fridge. I like to heat them up sometimes. It gives it a little zing. It gives it a little more flavor. They got coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Check out the macros, 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the physical protein of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. This episode is also brought to you by Bet Online. Put your bets online. Over under for the Washington Wizards win total is 33.5, 34.5. I would bet the over on that. We won 34 games last year in a 72 game season. I think we're capable of winning more than 34 for sure. NFL season is in full swing. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code is locked on. And then one more thing I'll say about Daniel Gafford is, just from a fan standpoint, I am a diehard Washington Wizards fan, as you can see, but I'm a realistic Wizards fan. I'm not going to go out here and say we're going to get to the second round easily or even, you know, make the playoffs. It's going to be a dogfight for us just to even make the playoffs. You're talking about playoffs? It's going to be a dogfight for us just to make the playoffs, to be honest with you. To make the play-in, too, it's going to be a struggle. The Raptors are no slouch, man. This Raptors team is a good team. The Knicks, the Hornets, all of us are going to be fighting the Celtics. All of us are going to be fighting the Pacers. All of us are going to be fighting for that 8, 9, 10 spot, to be honest with you. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, you know, so – I'm a realistic Wizards fan. I really am. But the one thing I will say, as a fan, when I was watching the games last year before Daniel Gafford got traded to D.C., the games were hard to watch. I mean, Russ had that quad injury. Bradley Beal was just putting up 30 and 40, and we were still losing games. We just didn't have an athletic center. And, you know, sometimes I would just look at my phone because the games were so bad. It was you know, Scottie Brooks will get down by 20 points, and then we'll just rally back and cut it to 5. Next thing you know, we end up losing by 10, 7, or 5. When Gafford, we traded him, I was standing up because every play was either a dunk or an emphatic block or a rim running play. I stood up. I did not look at my phone. Not one time when we first got Daniel Gafford, we played the Pistons and we played the Pelicans. I did not sit down at all. And I loved it. Let's get to some quick over unders here before we get to the preview and the ice cold keys to the game. That I want to say for the Toronto Raptors that we play tomorrow night at 7:30 on NBC Sports Washington in Toronto. Can't wait for that game. A question that I was going to ask Deontay, I'll probably ask him maybe tomorrow. I was going to say who most likely will get traded. This is not an over-under, but, you know, it's probably between Bertans and Thomas Bryant, Harold Kuzma. I think most likely now will be one of the bigs. And I'm going to go with, before I might have said Kuz or Harold, but now I'm going to probably say Thomas Bryant because he's at the end of his deal this year, and we'll see how it plays out. And I think Thomas Bryant will be, vocal about getting minutes. And it's a contract year for him. So I think, honestly, most likely he will be traded now after the Gafford news. Breakout players, already got Gafford. Where do I see Bertans fitting? We already talked about that, Bertans versus Kispert. Who's going to get more minutes? Who's going to shoot the better percentages? I said Bertans for now. We'll see. Bertans just has not shot the ball well at all. He was terrible in the preseason, shooting 21% from the three. But we know he's capable of getting hot. We know he's capable of getting hot. Wizards defensive rating over under 15th in the league. I'm going to say over 15th, but it will be better than last year. I'm going to say over 15th, but it will be better than last year. Over under one all-star on the roster. I'm going to say over under two all-stars on the roster. I'm going to say under. Bradley Beal will make the all-star game again this year. Will he be an all-star starter? You know, who knows? Of course, Trae Young, I think he's going to be an all-star starter in the Eastern Conference. Kevin Durant will start. Maybe James Harden. Joel Embiid will be a starter. Jason Tatum will be a starter. So that's five guys right there. I said Trae Young, Embiid, Tatum, KD, and James Harden. But it could be Bradley. I think Bradley Beal could start again. I think he could start again. But he's definitely going to be the all-star for sure. Haul Neto or Aaron Holiday, who will have the most minutes and most points? I'm going to pick Haul Neto over Aaron Holiday. I think it's going to be very, very close. But I got Aaron Holiday. I got Haul Neto averaging more than I got Haul Neto averaging more points than Aaron Holiday this year. But okay, let's get into some awards. Like I said, I think Bradley Beal will be the only all-star on the roster. I don't think he'll make all NBA this year. It's gonna be tough. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna say he makes all NBA because Kyrie's not gonna be in the conversation. It looks like. So I think Bradley Beal will be making all NBA once again. I think he's gonna make a third team all NBA. I think also he's gonna be an all-star starter once again. I got him averaging 28 points per game, so we can go back to that. I got Rui having a good season as well. I got Kuzma averaging more than 12 points a game, which is what he averaged last year. Montrezl Harrell, he will get some votes for Sixth Man of the Year, but he won't get it. I think Daniel Gafford will also get votes for an all-defensive team as well and an improved player. I think he will get votes for a most improved player as well. I don't think he'll win the award. So those are the only awards that I can really see. Maybe Spencer Dinwiddie. I don't know if they have the Comeback Player of the Year award because, you know, he came back from the ACL injury. I think he should be up in the running for that. I think Spencer Dinwiddie is going to have a good season. Rookie of the Year, or Corey Kispert, is not going to get that. And I don't think he's going to be first team or second team all rookie either. So those are the only awards I can really see anybody getting from the Washington Wizards. But as far as like team stuff, you know, Bradley Beal, of course, is going to be the best player on the team. And like I said, make it an all-star game as well. But yeah, let's get to the Raptors-Wizards game or Wizards-Raptors game. So let's look at the Toronto Raptors roster here real quick. So they got Precious Achiuwa, a legitimate big man, came from the Heat. They traded for him. OG Anunoby, who is a great 3-and-D player. He's getting better every year. He's hurt the Wizards a lot. Shot the lights out against the Wizards. Scotty Barnes, their first-round draft pick, who looked really good in preseason. Great defender, long arms, great wingspan. Kim Birch is an athletic big. They can shoot the three. Isak Bonga did make the roster from what I'm seeing at their roster right now. Chris Boucher is questionable for tomorrow. Bradley Beal is a game-time decision. Most likely he's going to play, of course. And then Rui Hachimura, he is not going to make the trip to Toronto. He's going to be working out, doing individual workouts back in D.C. Justin Champagne, Sam Decker, former Wizard. He had his revenge game against the Wizards in the preseason, so we got to lock him. That's a key to the game. We cannot let their shooters get hot. We cannot let Fred VanVleet get hot. We cannot let Goran Dragic get hot. Gary Trent, we cannot let their shooters get hot. Cannot allow it. We cannot let the Knicks did 24 threes in a game. We were the worst three-point defensive team in the preseason. We were just terrible. Defensive rating, we were awful. We were bottom in almost every defensive statistical. Got me stuttering. That's how bad we were defensively. Almost every statistical category, we were 30th in defensive rating in the preseason. It's preseason. Opponent's points per game, we ranked 29th. 29th in three-point shots per game allowed in the preseason. And then opponent's three-point percentage, we ranked 30th as well. So we were bad defensively. Chris Boucher, like I said, he's questionable. Goran Dragic, who's a Wizards killer as well. Malachi Flynn, who killed us in the preseason. Svi Mihaljuk, watch out for him. This guy can shoot threes. He can shoot the lights out. Went to Kansas. He can shoot. He can shoot the ball. Pascal will not be playing tomorrow night. Gary Trent Jr., who hit a game winner against the Wizards last year where he pushed off on Neto, but Neto did flop, and he hit the three. Like I said, Fred VanVleet, who is a Wizards killer, this guy can shoot the lights out as well. So we cannot let their shooters get hot. That's the first key for me. That's the first key to victory. Spread the wealth. Ball movement. Ball movement is going to be key in this game. I want to see what we did against the Knicks, what we did against the Raptors as well, where the ball didn't even touch the floor at times, where we just kept swinging the ball. Kyle Kuzma hits a three. Swinging the ball again. Bradley Beal hits a three. KCP hits a three. Everybody's got to get involved. We got to spread the wealth. Rebound the basketball is my third key. Wes Unseld Jr. talked about rebounding. He said, guys, they're doing a lot of ball watching. We got to get physical. We got to bang. We got to bump guys. We got to body guys. Get physical in the paint. We got to win the rebound of battle. We got to show who's tougher, especially being on the road. That's how you win games, rebounding the ball and letting your defense carry you at times. Now, Bradley Beal's going to have to get hot, too. He's going to have to get hot at times. But the whole point is we have guys where Bradley Beal doesn't have to feel like he has to put up 40 for us to win games. But if he does, so be it, just because he's that elite player, that all-star, that legitimate scorer. You know, Bradley Beal gets hot, keep feeding him. Fourth is that pick and roll with Gafford. Pick and roll him, keep it going, get that rhythm going, get that chemistry going. That should be in the beginning of the game. That should establish that we're here, we're going to get to the basket, we're going to get to the rim, we're going to finish strong. Pick and roll with Daniel Gafford. That's what I'm with. So, yeah, basically spreading the wealth, ball movement, defending the three-point line, which is what we did not do well in the preseason. I want to see Denny get some minutes and play well. I want to see how he plays tomorrow night. I want to see Kuz get some minutes and get comfortable. The chemistry, I want to see him out there. Since Rui's not playing, he will be the starting four. KCP's going to start at the three, and then Brad at the two. Dinwiddie at the one. Gaff at the five. Montrezl Harrell. You know, play hard, that junkyard dog mentality. I want to see him, of course. Kispert, if he gets some time. Aaron Holiday, Haluk Neto, we'll see how they balance out. You know, who's going to get the bulk of the minutes between those two? How are they going to play? Who's got the hot hand? I'm interested to see those two play together off the bench. And then Denny, like I said before, Davies Bertans, he's got to hit. Got to take smart shots. No, you know, he shoots a lot of you only live once threes, a lot of YOLO threes where he's not even looking at the basket. That's part of his game. In 2019, he was hitting those threes, but ever since then, he just has not been hitting them at the high clip that he did in 2019. Got to see how Davies does. And Corey Kispert as well. He's going to be getting some minutes. I got a feeling he's going to get a couple minutes. Not a lot, but he will get some time tomorrow night. So I'm excited to see the game. I don't think I'm gonna do a prediction. I'm gonna do a bold prediction, though. I'm going to double down on Bradley Beal. I think Bradley Beal is gonna step up and put up 20 points in the first half. I got him putting up 20 points in the first half, and got my man Gafford once again getting four blocks in this game. Him going up against Precious Achiuwa, him going up against Ken Birch. Those are two physical bigs that can fly and rim run just like Gafford can. I don't think they can rim run. I don't think they – Precious can get up there too. Ken Burch can get up there too. But the point guard matchup is going to be very intriguing. Spencer Dinwiddie, you're going to see how tall Dinwiddie is. You know, he was able to shoot the ball over Kemba a couple of times in the post. You're going to see him tower over Goran Dragic. I think that matchup – I want to see Spencer Dinwiddie get the ball in the post and work in that point guard matchup too. And then we're going to be judging Wes Unseld Jr. too. It's going to be important. This is his first game. Don't overreact. If we don't look good defensively, Rome wasn't built in a day. Kuzma said it's going to take some time as well to gel chemistry-wise too. So we're going to – it's a honeymoon phase right now with Wes Unseld Jr., but I just heard the whole culture has changed. It's more serious. They have more practices. They have more shoot-arounds. They were doing 2 days of training camp. So I heard the whole vibe has really changed with Wes Unseld Jr. right now. He's been preaching communication, preaching chemistry, rebounding the basketball, being vocal leaders out there. So I want to see how Wes Unseld Jr. does in late-game situations too. Last year, we struggled. This is going to be a close game. It's going to come down to the last second shot. If the Wizards are up by three, please foul. That's what happened with the Raptors in multiple games last year where we're up by three and there's like 5 seconds left. We don't foul. Fred VanVleet comes down and hits a three and ties the game up and we go to overtime. I do not want to see that. We got to hit free throws, of course, too. It's going to be a hostile environment. The fans are going to be lit in Canada or Toronto. Like I said, Drake is probably going to be there, so it's probably going to be lit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So hope you guys enjoy the game. Like I said, my bold prediction is Bradley Beal gets 20 points in the first half. I'm going to also say KCP hits 5 threes. I got a feeling KCP is going to have a good game tomorrow night. So, all right, you guys let me know what your score prediction is. Please comment down below on the YouTube video. Do plan on doing a mailbag video sometime this week or next week. So please put down your mailbag questions down below on YouTube. Or also, you can leave a 5-star review on iTunes and leave a question on there as well for me and Deontae. We will answer those questions sometime this week or next week. So I can't wait. It's going to be lit. It's going to be a lot of fun. New regime, new coaching staff, new year. Bradley Beal is going to stay. He's going to leave. Of course, the contract is looming with him. I highly doubt he's definitely not going to sign the extension. He's not. He's not going to sign an extension when you're looking at 5 years, $242 million. Staring at you in your face at the end of the year when the season ends. You know, nobody in their right mind is not going to sign that five-year, $242 million contract $242 million contract when you can sign that rather than signing a four-year, $181 million contract. So that's just how Bradley Beal is probably going to look at it. That's why he hasn't signed the extension, why he's not going to sign the extension. And then also I said yesterday about Rui, his value, the contract extension, because – you know, the Wizards picked up his team option, and then the following year is going to be where he's extension eligible. I think his value, his annual value right now is probably about 15 to 16 mil. Last night I said about 18, 19 to 20. I think right now, if you look at it, probably you look at Kevin Huerter, his deal was $16 million per year. Looking at Rui, you'll probably be around the same, like 16, but if he 16, 15, something around that range. But if he does play better this year, then it could be about 18, 19. I don't know about 20 million, but it could bump up around that 17, 18, 19, maybe $20 million range. So, all right, you guys, hail to the Wizards, man. Let's get this dub, man. Let's start the season off right. We got to come out to a hot start because if we don't, like I said, a lot of trade rumors are going to happen. I just got a feeling with that. I think we all know that. So, all right, you guys, hail to the Wizards. Peace. Oh, also, I forgot fantasy basketball. Make sure you guys check out fantasy basketball. Almost forgot to now make your second listen. Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Josh Loy hosts the number one daily fantasy basketball show on the planet. It's free and available on all platforms. Didn't want to forget about that. And thank you for making Locked On Wizards your first listen of the day. All right, you guys. Peace.